I started to be a missionary since 94.
Okay.
And I meet Paul Washer in 96.
Wow.
And from since 96, yeah, we became a hardcore missionary.
Welcome to Updates from the Field, a production of Heart Cry Missionary Society.
Welcome to Updates from the Field. My name is Hunter Gately, and I'm the coordinator for Europe. And I'm here today with a very special guest from Romania. Brother, if you could introduce yourself.
My name is Ion Tomeci. I'm from Romania, and I am a missionary with Heart Cry.
Okay, good. It's been very good to have you today. Sitting in the office this morning, talking and catching up, it's good to spend time with you and with your family, so thank you for coming.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a joy for me to meet my brothers from America.
Good. So you've been in America for about 3 weeks now. Can you tell us how your trip has been, what you've noticed about American churches and the church in Romania?
We came to visit our children here. They live in the U.S. And we visited some churches. I don't have a conclusion about the life here in the church, but I think the right word is different. The room is very big and few people. In Romania, we have many people in a small space.
Yeah, we were together in Romania, in the town that you live in April. We saw the church, and it was a very full room. Can you give us an update about how the church is going, what the ministries are like?
I serve as a pastor with Sorin in the Providence Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. We started from a small group, and year after year, mm-hmm, God blessed us to other people. We were involved in a young ministry with people, poor, mm-hmm, families, mm-hmm, other churches, to have good relations and help entire evangelic movement from Brasov.
Yeah, wow. So you've been there for how many years?
I started to be a missionary since 94.
Okay.
And I meet Paul Washer in 96.
Wow.
And from since 96, yeah, we became a hardcore missionary.
And what year did you begin to plant the church?
For many years, we were involved in campus ministry. Mm-hmm. We were young in that time. But in 2010, mm-hmm, we moved from Timișoara in Brașov. Mm-hmm. Sorin moved from Bucharest in Brașov. And together, we started to plant Providence Baptist Church.
Wow, wow. For those who haven't been there to Brasov to see the church building, can you describe the area where the church is located in Brasov?
Yes, our church is located in downtown. We bought a piece of land, not so big, but with God's help, we built a center, a building, where we have offices, we have our place for the church. And we can have different activities, different events with young people, with families, with entire church.
And Brother Paul Washer's had many years in Romania, serving in conferences and in different areas of ministry. Do you have any memorable times with him while he was there?
Of course. I met, what I said, in 1996. Mm-hmm. And we met in our apartment, and he had some questions for us, for mm-hmm me and for my wife. Mm-hmm. And I remember when all the time he said, why? When I said something, mm-hmm, he said, why? He wanted to go more inside to understand. Mm-hmm. In that time, I didn't understand very well the gospel, the truth of the gospel. But I think that was a wonderful moment. God sent this man of God, and he blessed very much, a lot, because in this relation, I could understand the truth of the gospel.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, if I remember right, I think Romania was the second country Heart Cry ever entered into. And in those days, it was just Brother Paul and maybe a couple of workers. So it's amazing to see the work that God's done in bringing so many people to the faith and planting so many churches. It's really remarkable how God saves people.
Yeah, Paul Washer had a big impact in Romania evangelic movement because he came in 96 first time. And after that, we had conference. He brought teachers, pastors with experience. And every year from that year, we had conference. And missionaries were invited and other pastors. And in these years, we had different meetings in different cities, big cities. And his impact was huge. Even now, we have people who started to listen Paul on the internet, and after that they came to us because they have a connection between us as a church and Paul Washer.
Wow, that's great. Can you tell me two things? First is ways that we can pray for your family. I know that your children are here in the U.S. and it can be difficult to be apart.
Yeah, personal needs. We have two children, Flavius and Rebecca. Both of them, they live in U.S. and they are married. And ask to pray for their future, to work with God in a different country and different culture. And the same for my family. My parents are old and they need God's grace. And for my sister who became Christian maybe 1 year and a half, God touched her heart, and now I have a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I know that you're probably eager to get back to Providence Church and to see the people who you've missed. Can you tell us some ways that we can pray for the church and for your ministry there?
First, I thanks to God because came here. I saw the huge grace that we have in Romania. A wonderful team. We have unity, and it's good to pray to keep this. This is a great value. But in the same time, still we can go outside, preach the gospel, and to make disciples, to invest in their lives. And for Kingdom of God, Kingdom of God, the church grew up. And I'm very pleased. I miss Romania. I miss my family, faith family from there.
Good. Well, I want to thank you again for coming to visit us here in our office. I want to thank you for the ministry that you do in Romania, how you faithfully serve. And thank you for sitting down for this interview.
You're welcome. I want to thank you and thanks to God for all I received from organization, Heart Cry organization.
Good. Well, thank you all for watching today. It's been a real pleasure to sit down and talk with this brother and be reminded of the work that God is doing in Romania and around the world. Please don't just watch this and move on, but please remember to pray for the church in Romania. Pray for the work that these brothers and sisters are doing. And pray that when people hear the gospel preached, that they would repent and believe, that God would work the miracle in their heart to see them saved, to give them the newness of life, to bring them out of darkness and into light. So thank you for watching, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Updates from the Field. To learn more about Heart Cry and to view our other productions, visit heartcrymissionary.com.